In military language, a stand down is a time when combat troops can rest. But for the homeless veterans community, stand downs also provide critical social services. Manatee County is holding its stand down tomorrow at the county fairgrounds in Palmetto. Edwin Robinson is a veterans case manager at Turning Points in Bradenton and is participating in Saturday's event. He tells WUSF's Kathy Carter what services those in need are being offered.
There will be food provided by the Salvation Army. They'll be served a lunch. MCR Health will be helping us with health screenings, vision screenings, dental screenings. The VA will be helping us with tables with information, as well as with veteran surplus like backpacks, sleeping bags, blankets, things that we kind of take for granted that we can run to our local Walmart and get.
Additionally, I understand there will be an amnesty court. Sometimes in the homeless population, there are fines and fees for public nuisance crimes, and this is an opportunity to have some of those issues resolved.
And with public nuisance crimes come public nuisance fines. And the truth of the matter is that if those fines aren't paid, then that person really can't do much of anything. So what a client can do at Stand Down Amnesty Court is take their misdemeanor fines and plead them before a sitting Manatee County judge and have those fines reduced or in many cases removed. Last year's Stand Down, the court was able to remove over $18,000 in fines. In addition, we were able to remove one eviction from a veteran's record so that they had the opportunity to find new housing without hassle.
Okay, so let's talk about housing, or lack thereof. Can be no surprise to anyone who's following the news about the housing crunch, the wage gap. I understand in your position you can administer grants to help with immediate housing for homeless veterans with first and last month's rent, sometimes security deposit. But what about the issue of long-term housing? How are you working on that complicated issue?
The way we approach long-term housing is once we get them housed, that's where we start connecting the veteran to what we call wraparound services. All of those services within our community that help the veteran maintain housing stability and begin the road of self-sufficiency and really follow that road for you to obtain true independence. And that's where our community partners come in, because sometimes it is about employment. Sometimes it might be about a veteran having access to physical and mental health services. Sometimes it's about them accessing their benefits through VA. If you're ready, we're going to come and help you.
I'm wondering if you think there's been an evolving of public attitude towards the issue of homelessness. With it being in the news so much about the housing crunch and how so many people are struggling, do you think there's more understanding and empathy around the issue?
Homelessness does not have a demographic. It's not a black thing. It's not a Hispanic thing. It's not a single male drug addict thing. Homelessness is a family thing. There are folks who, by statistics, say that they are one to two paychecks away from being homeless. So sometimes our at-risk population is the larger, actually, of our population than it is the literal homeless population, because there are folks who, right now, who are working but aren't making enough. So now a decision has to be made. Do I keep the lights on or do I put food on the table? And it literally is coming down to those two types of extreme decisions. And anybody and everybody can be affected by it, regardless of what socioeconomic status you're in.
So this is the 21st annual Manatee County Stand Down. How has the work changed over the years?
We are making changes. Agencies are more aware of the homelessness problem. People are starting to remove their own stigmas about homelessness. It's not just a social service problem. It is a community issue. It's a community crisis, and it's going to take the entire community to address it. Homelessness in Manatee County or anywhere in the nation is not going to be solved by one thing or one event or one agency. It really is going to have to take a collaborative effort from the public and the private sector. I've heard it said that it's amazing what happens when no one cares about who gets the credit. At the end of the day, the veteran wins.
Okay, so we've been talking about some tough issues and challenges, but I'd like you to leave us with some of your success stories. Tell us about a good day for you at Turning Points.
One of my best stories is that I had a gentleman served in the United States Marine Corps. He had been on street for about 4 years when I met him, and he had some challenging circumstances. Round about November of last year, we found a place that met his needs, that met the restrictions that he had because of his background. And he was so ecstatic. And he pulls his keys out of his pocket and he's jingling them. He's like, "Here's my keys." And I thought, yes, restore pride and restore the honor that all of us had when we put a uniform on. I don't want homelessness to get pigeonholed, because homelessness is not a concept. It's their people under that title. And I believe that the only solution to homelessness is for people to be in a home.